Welcome to a new episode of Casting Crusaders. I'm Leah, and I'm here with Vinny. And today we will welcome our special guest, Ms. Freelo. Ms. Freelo teaches middle school science and is actually the creator behind Casting Crusaders podcast. Thanks for letting us interview you today, Ms. Freelo.
I am glad to be here. I'm a little nervous, guys, because I'm never on this side of the microphone. I'm usually standing where Ms. Pachota's standing, but she's helping us today. So, thanks for having me, though.
Ms. Freelo, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your experience here at SMA?
Sure. So, I've been in middle school science for 4 years. Before that, I taught fourth grade for a very long time, and then I taught third and fourth grade, which I taught with Ms. Pachota and Ms. Klotz. And I've been at St. Matthew for 18 years. I love teaching middle school. I miss them, but I do love teaching middle school because I get to just focus on science, and I've come to enjoy science a lot, which I'll maybe talk about later. But teaching fourth grade science, I taught social studies, science, and religion, but teaching fourth grade science was good because now I know what to expect the fifth grade to know when they're coming in to science. So I'm like, oh, well, y'all should know this because I remember teaching it in fourth grade. So that's good. I love being at St. Matthew. And one thing I love that they've done in middle school, which I guess I should talk about, is the rooms that they've redone. So do y'all like the rooms redone?
Yes.
Yeah? I like the science room. Science and math were the first ones to be redone. So we have, if you don't know, we have the high tables and the high chairs. They're STEM tables. And they're good for collaborative learning and pretty much suit any learning style because we do a lot of group projects. And I don't always have to go into the lab to do stuff. We can do it in here. And the math room, it has the dry erase tops for the desk. And you can move them individually or they can be put together like a puzzle, like a group, if she wants to do, Ms. Meeper wants to do work that way. So they're set up to facilitate any kind of learning style. So if you ever come visit school, like, or if you teach here or you're like on staff here and you've never seen it, come back and visit the classrooms because it'll all be done eventually. But that's my experience and history of being at SMA.
That's awesome. Since you have been teaching middle school science for about 4 years now, can you tell us about your favorite experiment or project to do and which grade you do it in?
So that's a hard question because I do a lot of stuff. So I have to be fair and go by grade because if I talk about one grade, I'll feel bad if I don't talk about another one. So because we do so many things during the year. The fifth grade, we love doing the planet project. Did y'all do that project in fifth grade? Vinny wasn't here yet. The planet project is a lot of fun. They get to create their own planet and design it with a lot of, they do a lot of prep work beforehand. It's not just design your planet and that's it. But they name the planet. What do they bring to their planet? What atmosphere does it have? And there's a lot of research that goes into it. But then the fun part is a styrofoam ball as the base and then just creating the whole thing to design it to whatever your wherever your imagination takes you. So they get very, very creative with that. But a new thing we're doing this year in fifth grade is going to a place called the Mess Lab, which is through a project called the Green Project. And it's a paint recycling project field trip. And the students learn about the importance of reducing, reusing, and recycling, which we just finished a unit on. And they get to recycle their own paint. So they get to pick a color, and it actually goes on the floor to be sold. Like, they don't get the profits, but the place gets the profits, and they learn a lot about recycling in general, not just with paint. And like I said, we just finished the unit on it. They also made ornaments, which I just took down the tree, but y'all saw the ornaments on the tree that they made from recycled products, which was really cool. So that was a cool project that they did. Let's see, for sixth grade, we have a unit that's dedicated to space, anything and everything you ever wants to know about space. And we have a speaker that has come to talk to them about space. He's from NASA. He's a NASA Solar System Ambassador. His name's John Martinez. And he gives a whole presentation about, he takes the book and goes by our curriculum and that's what he bases his presentation on. And then afterwards, the kids can ask, you know, whatever questions they want. So that's fun. And then this year, for the first time, I found on Science Buddies, they have a engineering challenge. So I think we're going to enter whatever the actual challenge comes out this month. It hasn't come out yet, but I think the sixth grade is going to do that, enter whatever engineering challenge they have. So that's fun for sixth grade. Seventh grade, let's see, what are y'all's favorite, has been y'all's favorite thing to do?
I loved making the planet out of, like, the candy.
Oh, the edible cell? It's okay.
The planet, the cell.
I liked doing the stop motion movie.
That's two things that I have on here, so that's really two really good things. But yeah, the edible cell is one of my favorite things that y'all do. Because like Leah said, you bring in candy, and some people baked cakes as their base. And I think it helps you to learn a lot about the different parts of the cell, and they could pick a plant or an animal cell, and it's the basis for their like larger project that they do afterwards. But another fun one is the stop motion project, which y'all did in the beginning of the year, which I thought was y'all worked really, really hard on, because some of them were like 100 and something like pictures that you had to do just to make a 20-second video. So and a lot of y'all have worked with me to make other videos since then. So I think it's taught y'all a lot, and they got put on the website at one point. So that was really cool. But in the stop motion, I don't think it's very easy. It's trial and error. And but y'all did a really good job, and we could incorporate the iPads, which, you know, everybody's trying to do more, so that was really good. And I could go on and on, but I'll stop right there.
That sounds like a lot of fun, Ms. Freelo. You've been a teacher at St. SMA for a long time now. Can you tell us about some of your favorite memories or traditions at SMA?
So, yes, there's a lot of things, because I've been here for, like I said, 18 years. So I've seen a lot of things happen and been through a lot of memories and traditions. But one of my favorite things doesn't have to do with middle school. It was Heritage Day. Heritage Day is a lot of fun. I mean, I have middle school, like, fun things, but I absolutely love Heritage Day. I miss doing it. It's really, I love being involved with it. It's, like, really cool seeing how excited the kids get to figure out their costumes and the speakers that come, the entertainment. And it just gets, like, seems to get better and better every year. And the food and the activities that they get to do. It's just really cool to see, like, how it all comes together. Because I remember when I did it, and I don't know how Miss Pichetta feels about that, but it's like you feel like nothing's going to come together. And then all of a sudden, on Heritage Day, you're like, okay, cool, it's all coming together, and the kids are so excited about it. So that's really something that I miss, and that's a cool tradition here. There's some things that we do in middle school, which my favorite is when we do spirit weeks. So those are a lot of fun, because everybody, I feel like, gets really into it, even like the teachers get into it. I know I try to like participate, but not as good as y'all do. Like y'all get into a lot, and it's really fun to see. And that's like, and it's a middle school thing, so it's really fun. And the other thing that I really loved that we did this year, and we've done in the past before, but it was a little different, was the rosary with the balloons. I thought that was like really spiritual and really cool. It was a beautiful day in the seventh grade. Y'all did a really good job, and I hope that continues like year after year, because that was really cool. And let's see, I always enjoy the things that Mr. Benora and Mr. Pachi do for the Boosterthon, whether they get a pie thrown in their face or get ice cream sundae, whatever. Those are fun. I feel like they do a lot for the school. An embarrassing thing that I can think about that's happened to me was when I first came to middle school. This is so embarrassing. Maybe it might not seem embarrassing to y'all, but you know, schedule's very different. Y'all pick up on it pretty quickly. So the schedule's different, and the schedule's different because it's made to be for like any kind of learner, everybody. You know, it's conducive for that, but it's kind of hard to catch on to. Not for y'all, but for me. So when I got to middle school, I remember seeing the schedule, and I was, like, embarrassed first because I didn't understand it. I was like, I don't understand this, and I don't know who to tell or who to ask. Asked Miss Barrett, and I cried because I didn't understand the schedule. So they explained it to me again, and then I asked Miss Forey again. I'm like, I still don't understand the schedule, and I cried again. Third time, went to Miss Forey. I was like, I still don't understand this schedule, and I cried every single time. And Miss Forey, poor Miss Forey, had to sit there and listen to me cry and explain the schedule over and over to me until I got it. Like I said, y'all catch on to it quick, but for somebody that's never seen it, it's a great schedule, and I love it, and I, you know, of course, catch on to it now, but it was pretty difficult. So I cried about that. So that was pretty embarrassing, but yeah.
You have been doing a lot of cool stuff with your students lately, like the podcast and fun STEM projects. What has inspired you to become a science teacher, and do you have the experience doing any STEM activities elsewhere?
So to tell you the truth, I did not like science when I was a kid, and I was not very good at it. I liked physics, which you take in high school, but that's the only science that I like. And that's a hard science, so it's weird that I did like physics, but I was good in physics for some reason. And I never, ever dreamed that I would teach or teach science, for that matter. But when I was teaching fourth grade and was teaching science, I started to like it a lot. And there were things that I would, like, you know, start, like, researching to do more activities. And because STEM wasn't, like, really that big then. It was just starting to come to become, like, you know, a bigger thing. But when I was asked to move to middle school, I was like, I don't know, because I don't feel like I know a lot about science, and I don't know a lot about middle school kids. But Mr. Benora, Mr. Pachi, and Mr. Foray had a lot of faith in me, and were like, you can do it. So I moved to middle school, and now I can't think of doing anything else, because I really love science. I like focusing on science, and I'll, like, whatever subject we're on, if there's something that I don't understand, because there were things in middle school science that I had to go back and, like, reteach myself, because I hadn't seen them in years. But I'll go down, like, you ever heard of going down a rabbit hole? Like, you just keep looking and looking and researching something until, like, you can't see straight anymore. Like, that's what I'll do to myself. If there's something that I'm, like, trying to research or look for, I'll just keep searching and researching and going and going and going until I find what I'm looking for to be able to share with y'all or do an activity with y'all or, you know, something like that. So, and I think STEM has advanced so much in the last, like, few years. So I've tried to dig deeper into that, but we have STREAM here, which includes religion and arts. So that's good also, because Miss Dufresne incorporates a lot into her religion classes, as does everyone else that teaches religion. But I'm just thinking up here in middle school. But we do work closely, which y'all may not know, with this group, Edgescape, who does, who works with us for STREAM and helps us with, like, lesson planning and being better teachers, like, doing better for ourselves and being, like, as innovative as we can and to, like, help y'all develop your critical thinking skills and problem solving and working collaboratively and things like that. So that's fun. But like I said, I do like to research for things, and I keep searching until I do. I take everything seriously when it comes to teaching. I like to have fun, but I like to learn whenever I can. I try to do things that are, like, outside the box and not just, like, cookie cutter, like, everybody does this. But, you know, I try to find fun things to do. And I go to as many conferences and workshops as I can. Like, as many. There's this place, the STEM Library Lab, that has a lot of, like, things that you can check out for projects and stuff or experiments and things, and they have a lot of workshops there. So I go to as many as I can there. I spend time there just, like, doing schoolwork. I go to, you know, outside of there, I go to as many conferences, workshops as I can, just to learn as much as I can. And something that I did here a few years ago was Summer Breeze, which is Miss Klotz and Miss Pashota. They are in charge of that, and that was a lot of fun. And it's they bring STEM to a whole nother level. There's a lot of activities that they do, and they put on a really good summer program for that. So if you're interested in doing that, you can contact the school or contact them. But another thing, the last two summers that I've done is I've worked at a camp called Electric Girls, and it's a camp for girls that are ages 5 to 14. And you learn, it's like a two-week camp, but they have four sessions. And you learn a ton of skills, like woodworking, which includes like using an electric saw, which like five-year-olds don't do. But you wouldn't believe how young some of these kids are that can use like an electric saw. Or they learn how to solder, how to build circuits, coding. We do experiments, projects, problem solving, and then like on the last day of it, you present a project that you've been working on like the last week of camp. You have to think of a project, and then you work on that because it takes a while, and then your like friends and family come on the last day and you like show your project. But this past summer, I had a girl who did a Ferris wheel made out of popsicle sticks. And she had to cut all the popsicle sticks to a scale model of a Ferris wheel. And then she had to build a circuit to make the Ferris wheel go, which included, soldering and finding the correct motor and rubber bands and all kinds of stuff. And then this other girl did an actual soda machine with, 20-ounce sodas with an electric pump that actually, put out soda when you put your cup under it. So it's really cool. It's a really fun camp, and they were actually, the girl that did the popsicle stick Ferris wheel was on the news for Electric Girl. She got to show off her project. It was really cool. So that's some stuff that I've done.
Miss Freela, I am dying to know, are there any interesting facts about yourself that are not even your students know about?
Yes. That's a good question, and it's a funny question, because I'm trying to think of anything, because I'm a pretty open person. Y'all know a lot about me, so there's really not much that people don't know about me. But two things that I can think of is I'm going back to school this summer. I'm going back to school for environmental science, and I'm not leaving SMA. I just want to, learn more about it, because I've been really interested in environmental science. And I like to box. I take boxing, and I love it. I go every Thursday and every other Saturday, and I do boxing, and it's at my gym, and I love it. I go to the gym every day, but the boxing class is Thursdays and Saturdays, and that's my favorite class. So that's two things that maybe people don't know about me.
Okay, we've asked you a lot about your classroom experience in science. Could you tell us more about yourself, such as what are your hobbies and interests outside of school?
Sure. I've been teaching for 23 years, so that counts five extra years outside of St. Matthew. I've been married for 20 years. I made the magic 20 years last year. I have an 18-year-old daughter who'll be going off to college soon. Outside of school, I like to hang out with my family mostly. We like to watch movies. My husband and my daughter like to watch a lot of horror movies, and I do not like horror films. So you do?
Yes.
And he likes the horror films. I don't.
There's some I can't watch that I'm dying to watch, Halloween.
Yeah, no.
I'm dying to watch
it. I can't. I watched one horror film when I was really little. Not really, really little, but small enough, and it, ruined me. So, I don't watch horror movies. So they'll do that, and I'll just go watch The Golden Girls. But we like to go to the movies and watch movies at home or find new series on, streaming, services or whatever. I like to play trivia. I go every Tuesday to play trivia with my nephew, so that's a lot of fun. And I like to play, board games and stuff. And I like doing stuff with the rest of my family. We're really close. And I love going to the gym. So, believe it or not.
Ms. Freela, thank you for stepping out from behind the scenes and letting us interview you today. We enjoyed learning more about you.
Well, it was really fun being on this side of the microphone. So a quick story about, like, how this podcast happened. Like, I had been wanting to do a podcast, and I've been asking my husband, like, can we do a podcast? Can you, like, help me create a podcast, whatever? And it was, like, I wanted to do it, like, outside of school. But he was, like, busy and, you know, just there was too much going on. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do one at school, and I'm going to involve the kids for it. So that's what happened, and then here's Casting Crusaders, and it's been a big hit. But I really enjoyed being on this side of the microphone. I hope I didn't talk too much, which I probably did. Yeah, it's been cool. Thank you, guys.
It's now time for the joke portion of our show. Today, our joke comes from Miss Freela.
Leah, how does a scientist freshen her breath?
I don't know, Vinny. How does she?
With experiments.
Thanks, Miss Freela. If you have a joke you would like to submit, give it to your homeroom teacher, and who will get it to Miss Freela.
We have now come to the end of our show. Thanks for joining Leah and me on Casting Crusaders.